I are scheduled to go see Eric Clapton this fall, so hopefully he makes it. Complete jinx scenario there when you get tickets for a show with Ken Laird and the artist is in his 70s.
You mean Ken's still employed here?
No, no. I mean Eric Clapton.
Oh.
I mean, they're falling left and right. We were talking about Billy Joel on the show Friday, and now there's some issues with Billy Joel. So.
Yeah, another notch in your belt. Yep.
Clapton's 80, too.
Huh?
He's 80.
Is he 80, Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel old.
I'm surprised that Ken's seeing Eric Clapton given his political leanings. This is growth.
He loves Eric Clapton, so I said the two of us could go see Eric Clapton. So I'm looking forward to that. Ken and I, we have been concert buddies before, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went to see Van Morrison.
Right.
Stayed out past 9:30. It was wild.
It's kind of crazy.
I thought it was crazy Friday or Thursday night at the Trading Post Lounge. He had two Miller Lights. He was like going nuts.
Well, we're back at it again this week.
Right.
Short week for us in the studio. We will be in Newport, Rhode Island on Thursday for pregame at the Landing. And then the roadshow number three, is at the Lobster Bar in Newport. We have been, I don't know what everybody's plan is, but we have been invited on a sailing vessel, the America's Cup Charter and Sail to Win. Wanted to know if we can accommodate 9 people on a beautiful sailing vessel. If anybody wants to go out, we could get down there early Thursday. We could do it after the show Friday. It's up to you guys. I know Wiggy doesn't love boats, doesn't love the water, but
no.
We could...
A sailboat, though, is nice. Not fast.
Nope.
You wouldn't do a sailboat?
Nah, because I don't like the way they lean and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They lean. If we separate everybody on various sides of the boat, maybe we could balance things out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my size, I don't trust it. Yeah.
You're worried about the lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, when coming about... Yeah,
John Henry boat. I'm on it all day long.
Okay.
Somebody died on that. So,
that's a yacht. I mean, people die all over the place, Curtis. We got to still continue to go places.
That's right.
Do we get Mrs. Wiggins on this trip? Because I know she loved Newport last time.
No, you probably won't get her because my son's flying back from Arizona Thursday night. So you probably won't get her.
Big family trip for my family. My parents are coming. My Aunt Kathy.
Oh,
my cousin Brooke. Santa will be there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Huh? Excellent.
Yeah, big trip. Yeah.
Can I vote for Friday?
Yeah.
Because Thursday weather doesn't look quite as good.
Okay.
But I don't want to ruin weekend plans if anybody's going right somewhere.
Well, yeah. I don't know. This is my moving week, which is a complete cluster F nightmare. Is there anything worse than moving?
No.
Well, not being able to pay people to do it, Greg.
If I'm anything, I'm cheap.
Right.
I'm trying to do as much of it myself as I can.
It sucks. No matter how bad you make it, it's always worse. It's just the worst.
And apparently, I need to, throw out a lot of my stuff, the stuff that I love. I'm told that I'm a hoarder. We're using this moving opportunity as a... an opportunity to get rid of things. Like they're all things that have meaning to me, and so I don't know why I need to get rid of everything that I love.
Storage unit for that, though.
Huh?
You could get a storage unit.
You know
I'm with Lindsay.
How expensive a storage unit is?
Well, you're already paying $20,000 a month for a place. What's another five?
That's not accurate, but yes.
I think if and what I've heard is that Lindsay did, bless her, go back to start the move. Over the weekend, correct?
No, she ended up staying.
Oh.
So the move begins today.
Shoot.
So it's going to be on me.
Well, I mean, if it has value to you and it's like an AAF foosball table, maybe it's time to get rid of it.
I do have a lot of, Curtis, I have been in this business for nearly 35 years. I have a lot of memories in my memorabilia.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of that.
Office, it's not memories. Like, you just don't throw out your notes from the day before.
Right.
Like, you are kind of a hoarder.
I'm really not a hoarder.
Like, water bottles are everywhere.
Greg, by the way, I think about the move that you're embarking upon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so funny to me that you You and Lindsay are great. I'm happy for you both. But, like, you've reignited your worst nightmare where you're constantly being told you're wrong and to change. Yes,
I know.
It's like this cycle of...
I mean, I like it. Yeah. I appreciate the input. And that's what you have a partner for.
Yeah.
Hold on to that stuff, though, because you don't want, let's say, your great-great-great-grandkids one day happen to be on the radio and they give a Jackson Lee. And they're like, you know, my grandfather had, you know, this signed... I don't know, guitar pass or whatever they call those roach passes by somebody famous. And the next thing you know, it turns out that you become like Jackson and two Babe Ruth autographs later, they can't find them.
But Greg, the storage facility is the greatest racket. I've never had one. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But in the new circles of James's school, the people are bazillionaires. And they talk about these, like, temperature-controlled storage facilities. No, but they're, like, more expensive than a one-bedroom.
Yeah, and once they get you in there...
They keep jacking up the price.
They keep jacking the price up. Mm. Like, Lindsay has one.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And it started off, it's like, you know, $125 a month or whatever it is.
Then it goes up.
Then it goes up, every month. Like, they keep raising the price.
Yeah, I got one.
Because they got you.
Yeah.
You have one?
I have one, yeah. And unfortunately, that's what it does. That's why you got to trust sometimes. And then you got to get maybe the smaller ones where if it goes up, it's not going up that bad. But if you have a lot of stuff, you might need the bigger one.
Is that where you keep the most valuable Vikings cruise member trophy?
No. I told you, I'm not a boat guy.
Well, you were a boat guy on that, baby.
No, I wasn't. I was never on that boat.
Oh, you weren't on that
boat? You heard that one from. Like, Shime, I was never in Chick-fil-A.
Amen.
It was in the news.
You were framed.
It was in the news. It was a famous thing, story.
My name never popped up in the news.
I never knew about it, but then when we started working together and it kept coming up, I did Google it.
Yeah. And my name's nowhere to be found.
I am boating today.
It's like any bachelor party, though.
But, yeah. You know, yes on the America's Cup sale or no? I mean, or we want to keep talking about it.
Yeah,
I guess
we can play it by you. Yeah.
All right.
See how big the boat is first.
We will.
That's a no.
That's a no, I think.
Doesn't Bezos have a sailboat?
What about 22 Bowens? You want dinner again at 22 Bowens?
Yes.
Yeah, that place was good.
Arguably the best restaurant in Newport. Very, very good. Excellent. If you like fine dining.
And that was a little cool area where it was located.
Yes.
On the dock area.
Right. Yeah. That's where Griff famously thought that your mom was Curtis's wife.
Correct.
Is the low point of your mom's life.
And then when we were at the trading post, Griff looked at Jess and said, "Is that Curtis's wife?" I said, "Yes." Nailed it this time.
Yes.
Nailed
it. One for two. He's almost there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is shocking when you see somebody who is as attractive as Jess with Curtis.
Yes. Right.
Like, it's really, you wonder if she's blind or something.
She's paid monthly.
She is. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Well, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city, those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others. Please nominate your hero who has been responsible for helping to build this great city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And there are fantastic prizes. So go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, who have struggled over the last three games to score any kind of runs. Here was Rob Refsnyder after yesterday's game. And, you know, just kind of saying it how it is.
I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care about promise, and we lost. Yeah, it's frustrating. Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line.
Yeah, particularly, you know, when Garrett is throwing like that, you know, does that amplify the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. We feel like every time he goes on the mound, it's a great thing for us. Such a competitor. Everyone loves him. It's just disappointing that we can't come through for him. Yeah, we just got to figure out. Like you said, there's some good at-bats here and there, and then, you know, but we're just not getting the job done. It's not for lack of effort or... You know, work ethic, game planning, it's just, you know, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
Well, at least he's being honest.
Yeah.
They do stink right now.
They do.
That was not the expectation because you invested. So in the offseason, you invested in this baseball team.
Yeah.
And the result is not what you thought it would be on May 27th. I don't think. And I don't know, how long can you keep using the rest of the division stinks excuse or justification?
I don't think you can no more because you're in such a deep hole behind the Yankees that I don't. Yeah, the rest of the division might stink, but the Yankees are pretty good, so they keep putting distance between themselves and you. So now it's like, all right, when do we look? All right, are we too far out of division? Now it's your focus becomes the wild card. I think the question becomes, and I don't think Cora's going anywhere, but what does he do differently that maybe changes some stuff up?
A couple of quick nuggets. The Red Sox are closer to last place than they are first.
Yep.
And in games managed completely by Alex Cora, you are 25-29. And this... I'm sorry, you can't blame the roster. Ordinarily, you could blame the GM, right? Like, let's say Theo brings in a guy, Francona's got to figure it out, it's on Theo. The issues that resulted from the Bregman acquisition were entirely on Alex Cora because he was the one most pushing for that signing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it is so shocking. Opening day, Trevor Story going yard, back-to-back. Willy Abreu looked like Hank Aaron. Like, we're all moving. And now it's like they're just dead. How do you not win that game yesterday? Crochet was dealing. You've lost two straight. You need to get things figured out. And then you get it to within a run. Duran with a single. It's 3-2. Bases chucked.
Yep.
Ninth inning, nothing. Lose again. Just a kick in the nuts.
Is there a chance?
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
There's an insider who says you are no longer allowed to talk baseball on this radio station.
All right, who's that insider?
Brooksy, your guy Will Middlebrooks.
Well, I mean, Brooksy
just sent me a text and said Wiggy is banned from talking baseball. He just condemned Cora for not playing the infield with two outs. Yep. LOL.
Brooksy.
LOL. Oh, well.
Remember Brooksy, I was all city. He played in the major leagues. There's a big difference. Got to be a little bit more aggressive. Is there ever a point this season?
I thought you're not listening to Will Middlebrooks.
No.
Said you're not allowed to talk.
You lost that game because of a dribbler down the third baseline. If your infield was in, Meyer makes that play. And now you're only still down 2-1. You come up, I think it was the ninth inning, you come up, you tie the ball game, and then now you're in the extra innings. You lost that game because you played too soft, and you got to always protect yourself. Anybody who knows, they'll tell you, playing those guys that play in the Babe Ruth League down on the South Shore, they'll tell you, that situation, you got to be...
talking about the Cape Cod League?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be ready for the bleeders down the third baseline.
Babe Ruth on the South Shore versus the Cape Cod League is a big difference.
Well, isn't there a Babe Ruth League?
Well, yeah, I played on that Babe Ruth League.
Oh, okay.
But that's not that's like for 14-year-olds.
No, I think it's us.
It was actually a Baby Ruth League that you were in.
Might be high schoolish, Sean.
At least I didn't ride a bench like you, 00.
Oh.
Moving day, Greg from left field.
That's it.
I love the Baby Ruth.
Yeah. Well.
are you really a Baby Ruth guy?
No, I haven't seen one.
I was going to say, those candies stink.
Do they still make it?
Because that's the one with coconut, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Almond Joy. Baby Ruth is the one with chocolate and nuts, and it's pretty good.
Right. Baby Ruth hasn't been famous since Caddyshack.
Right, exactly. Almond Joy has nuts.
But he said coconut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Almond Joy's
that's a great jingle.
Yeah. Almond Joy has coconut in it. So once he said coconut,
coconut is nasty.
Knew exactly what he was talking about. I mean, Brooksy, him and I, we could agree to disagree, but you play Aaron Field in a little more aggressive. You make that play.
Wow, he tweeted at you too.
Oh,
yeah. Because your lead was tweeted. Love you, Wiggy, but anyone who plays the game or even casually watches it knows the infield will never play in with two outs. Come on, man.
Casually watches it.
Really, Brooks? That's why they lost the game.
That's what he just said.
Well, that's the difference between him and I. I'm aggressive. That is the difference.
He's basically saying that you don't even casually watch baseball.
Well, I mean, you know, I do casually watch it. I told you.
All right, what's next?
We can pivot away from baseball here. Aaron Rodgers was asked about the possibility of playing for the New Orleans Saints. Here's what he said.
are a free agent now. Would you ever consider playing for the Saints and making us great again? Because, you know.
No. That's the answer.
That's the answer.
All right, next question.
It's no. No, I've played there a couple times, but the answer was no. I'm too old. I don't want to live in Louisiana. Sorry.
Well,
go away.
All right. Well, that leaves basically one option.
It's the Steelers or bust. Steelers.
Well, yeah. He's trying to say the Vikings are an outside shot. I just go.
Does he really want to complete the Brett Favre?
I tried to watch him on Rogan, and I lasted like 10 minutes. He's just so annoying. He's
doesn't there. Somebody in his family got cancer or something like that?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers. Now, what the thing he was talking about, I thought I saw that out there in the social media words. Unless it was a coach or Rex Shun.
I hope that's not the case. But,
well, that's what, you know, that I guess some of
the... Yeah, you're right. Aaron Rodgers reveals a close family member dealing with cancer.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, because everybody, like, what could he be dealing with? And I thought I saw that.
Or someone close to him. Not. It doesn't say family, but...
No, I saw over the weekend Danica Patrick said that he did, mentally, he did a number on her.
Yeah.
I don't
ask Cap.
She's still trying to.
Why? Wasn't he the little spoon in that relationship?
Well,
was that one or the Olivia Munn relationship?
I think Olivia. No, Olivia Munn said that he was less than less than talented in the bedroom.
Right. He strikes me as a selfish lover, but that's the reason why he and his family apparently don't get along is because of Olivia Munn. So, but yes, you're right. Danica Patrick, emotional abuse.
Okay.
But that's not surprising because you call him a narcissist all the time.
100% he's a narcissist. I mean,
if you're with Danica Patrick, you can't drive to dinner, right?
No. No way. She does all the driving.
Yeah.
Or she's going to be like, I'll speed it up here, slowpoke.
I just saw something that has shook me. I don't know if it's him, so I don't want to share it yet, but I just sent it to the group. I think Bill Simmons got into a massive pickleball fight over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So we have to verify this. I don't know. It's just, you know, X is its own Wild West right now. Oh. So.
Pickleball does get intense, so.
Oh, this is intense.
It's like throwing haymakers. I don't.
What?
I was in a park in Auburndale yesterday, and there were two pickleball courts, and there were people playing. I still don't get it. It's not that bad. Like, I was there for almost 2 hours. You hear it back and forth. It's, I don't understand people losing their mind.
Well, it's like we talked about it on the show last week, but the people in the Seaport that are trying to stand up and prevent the pickleball place from being built. Like,
right.
You live in the city. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And Cisco's loud on the other side of the street.
That has to be fake.
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop. I wear headphones sometimes when I'm outside. I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
He's pretty good, though, Bill Simmons.
So we're watching this on Twitch.
Is that him, though?
I don't know. They're saying that he denies it afterwards. Ryan Russillo asked, and he said, I don't play pickleball. And then Russillo retorted, that's what you should tell the jury.
Well, if it is him, he's holding his own against three dudes. Give him credit.
Ping, 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 ping.
But Bill Simmons strikes me as someone that would fight over a pickleball match.
Pickleball is the future. It is.
You were right.
What?
Right again.
What? You were right. Even in this economy.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, Jaylen Brown had a pop-up over the weekend for his 741 Productions, and he actually spoke to NBC 10 about the city of Boston and it being his home. Here was Jaylen Brown.
Boston is home, so I've been here for 10 years of my life, so even though, like, sometimes online or in the media, it's like a lot of noise, you know, once you get out in the community, it's a lot of love and genuine connections, and I get to see that today. Like, people here are standing in the rain for hours. Some people stayed overnight, you know, just to be here and to support, and that means more than anything to me. You should expect for me to come out and leave my heart on the floor every single night next year. Expect me to just continue to improve and just look forward to, like, taking matters into my own hands.
All right. Okay. Well, he's gonna be the guy next year. There'll be no Tatum. Tatum, it looks like, you know, is obviously gonna be done for a good part of next year. So it'll be all on your shoulders. You know, I guess it just depends what they're gonna put around them.
Yeah, that's the question: is who will end up being around him. I mean, like, what do you think Al Horford is going to do? Is he going to play another year?
I think he's going to retire.
I thought I saw something where that he wanted to come back and play.
Yeah, I think they all say that in the beginning. But I think probably the more that he looks at what's ahead of him, would you come back if you were Al Horford for a season that's probably going to be a low one?
Probably not.
And then
even if he does come back, what is Al Horford like? You know, I mean, he's a good leader in the, you know, as far as his voice.
Yeah.
But I think he's, you know, the game's kind of taking a step back a little bit.
Did you get any scoop from Pete Pritch about the future?
We don't talk basketball when we're out.
Jeez.
No, we just talk about when we're out.
No hoops talk, huh?
Pritch, please. When we're on the island, me and Pritch, we don't talk about anything. No work-related stuff.
You guys didn't get no shots up. I'm surprised you didn't get no shots up, though.
No. I'm too old for that.
Right.
Oh, you mean pictures?
No, just some couple shots. You know, when you're at the island, hey, let's get the ball. Let's get a few shots up. Yeah, no one-on-one, you know. Just a couple shots.
Busy. all right. Is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, that is They Said It. Courtney and Today's News next.